This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom today, and I want to tell you that God is still on his throne, and God is in control. The Lord Jesus on his throne, and he is also in control. I was thinking today of a woman that has gone back to God. She was told, her name is Vi, she was told that she had cancer, and she was having a hard morning, and guess what happened? WROL clicked on. It just, the radio went on. It was Clinton White telling her, you might have just been told some bad report from the doctor, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is the healer. She told me many years ago that he clicked on in her house when she needed it most. She did not turn the radio on. The radio turned itself on, whether it was an alarm. I don't know why. I just know that. And you know what? He, Clinton White, was telling people, you may have been told that you have cancer. And she had been told that she had cancer. But God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer. God is still there for you and for me. My Lord Jesus bore my wounds and carried my infirmities. My Lord Jesus bore your wounds and carried your infirmities, every infirmity that you had. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all people unto myself. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus on the cross. When I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people unto myself. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus Christ as he was suffering for you and for me, as he was bearing our sins, my sins and your sins, for you and for me, as he took on our sicknesses and our infirmities on the cross, for you and for me. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. I have to tell you that today, because when the phone rang today over and over and over again, it was all bad news. But nothing is impossible for God. God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father and hears and answers prayer. It's all going to turn out all right. I tell you, you might be having a hard day today, but the Lord is for you. And he says, likewise, the Spirit helps us to in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. That's the gift of tongues. Yesterday, as we were coming home from the monastery, we had a retreat. As we were coming home, the car seemed to have trouble. And guess what happened? Was it going to stop? Was it going to continue? But we started praying in tongues. We started praying in the Spirit. We started praying out loud. We started doing it in the name of Jesus. And guess what? We got home safely in the name of Jesus. I tell you, that gift of the Spirit called the gift of tongues or praying in the Spirit is a wonderful gift, especially when we are in bad news. We start to pray in the Holy Spirit as the Spirit gives us utterance. You know, we do not use that gift of prayer enough. We need to pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, in tongues. I tell you, on the day of Pentecost, they were given the gift of tongues, not only the people would understand. But St. Paul says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. I tell you, do you pray in tongues? When things are bad, start praying in the Spirit. When things are bad, start praying in the Holy Spirit. When darkness covers you, start praying in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit. You say, I don't pray in the Holy Spirit. Well, you know what? Ask for the gift of tongues. It's the least of the gifts, but I tell you, anything that comes from the throne of God, be the least or the best, I'm going to take, because I need it to help people as well as to help myself. God knows that whatever he does for me, it's not for me alone. He knows I'm going to share it with people. That's it. When God moves in my life, it's not only for me, but it's for you. That nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it says nothing, it means no thing, nothing. I tell you, we need to hear that. I remember my friend Vi, when she had been told that she had cancer. And guess what? The radio clicked on. It was Clinton White. And he said, you might have been told something that you are sick, but God is still on the throne. And the Lord Jesus bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. Oh, yes. Clinton White from WROL many years ago snapped on when she needed to hear it. And I tell you, today you snapped on because you needed to hear that the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. I tell you, says the Lord, that I am in control. I tell you, says the Lord, that fire comes from my chest. Fire comes from the open wound in my heart. Fire of healing. Fire of deliverance. Fire of love. Fire of God's presence. I tell you today, the wound in my heart was for you. The wound in my heart was for you. You were drawn into my heart on that day called Good Friday. You were drawn into my heart on that day called Good Friday. You were drawn into my heart. Know today that you are not alone. Know today that I have heard your prayer. Know today that I place upon you the gift of my Holy Spirit. I crown you with the gift of my Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit, my friends. We need him. The Word of God says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray. We do not use the gift of tongues enough. We do not use the gift of the Holy Spirit enough. But the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep, beyond what we can pray. I tell you, I need the gift of tongues. I tell you, in 1968, I said to the Lord, I'll take anything from you, but not the gift of tongues. But guess what? That night, in my bed, I started praying, and the Spirit of God was upon me, and I started speaking in another language, praising God. I didn't know how to do it. It just came that night. That Sunday in 1968, the last Sunday in August, it happened. I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. I started praying in the Spirit. I started praying in tongues. You might say, I don't know how to do that. Well, I didn't know how to do it either. It just came by the grace of God. It was the gift. And last night, as people came to the glory meeting, I prayed over them, not in English, but in the gift of the Holy Spirit. I prayed for them in tongues because the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray. We just came home from the monastery. We just came home from the monastery, and we had trouble with the automobile. The devil didn't like what was happening at the monastery. But you know what? God works all things together for the good to those who love him. Even Anthony's sick car is going to be working out for the good. Why? Because we are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. You are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. All things work together for the good to those who love God. Not some things, not many things, not few things, all things. What does all mean? It means all. All, everything in the name of Jesus. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. But your faith and your trust must be intact so that God can use whatever is happening for your good. Your faith must be intact like the faith of a mustard seed. That's enough. Is your faith intact today? If not, say to the Lord, give me faith today, the faith of a mustard seed. I remember many years ago, I was at the Holy Redeemer Chapel. We had just been working at the APAC, taking kids out to the beach and to the amusement parks, and I had free time. So I went many years ago to the chapel of the Holy Redeemer in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I tell you, as I was there, God was there before me as Eucharist. God was drawing me to himself by the grace of the living God. All things work together for the good to those who love God. That means yesterday, when the car was not having a good day and it was sputtering, that God would work that out for the good. And he did. And he did. We got home. Oh, I never prayed in tongues so much. But the Lord was teaching me that you need to pray in the Spirit much more than you have been. You need to pray in tongues. For the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray. Romans 8:26, I believe. My glasses aren't on. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Are you weak today? I am. I received calls today from people. Many calls, every one had bad news. I tell you, when the bad news comes, we proclaim the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. We proclaim the victory of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, the Lamb of God who bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. Oh, yes, your wounds, your infirmities, not only mine, but yours too. Oh, he is the Lamb that has conquered. The Lamb conquered sin and death and fear. Oh, fear. Are you afraid today? I tell you, God is for you. Jesus is for you. The Holy Spirit is for you. Do not be afraid today. Know today that in your weakness, rely upon me. Be like the Apostle John, who leaned upon my heart on that Thursday before my death. Be like the Apostle John, who leaned upon my heart on that Thursday before I died on Friday. Lean upon my heart and know that all things work together for the good to those who love God. All things. Oh, yes, Clinton White snapped himself on in Vi's house many, many years ago. And he was saying, you might have been told by a doctor that you have bad news, but I tell you, Jesus is the conqueror. Oh, yes, changed your life. She told me. He snapped himself on. WROL. Maybe you snapped yourself on today and hearing me. I'm not Clinton White. I'm Father Tom. But I have the same good news that Clinton White had. I have the same good news that every evangelist has, that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He has borne our wounds, carried our infirmities. He has taken from us our sinful nature. He says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto myself. You were drawn into the heart of Jesus Christ on Good Friday. You are not alone. You are not alone. You were drawn into the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. And because you were drawn, He has plans for your life. You say everything has broken up, has exploded in my face. Well, you know what? God is going to take that explosion and He's going to turn it for the good, because all things work together for the good to those who love God. Do not be dismayed today. Do not be afraid today. God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, the wonderful Holy Spirit has plans for you. And you need to trust Him. You need to trust Him. Not only you, but me too. I can get nowhere unless I trust in God. I can do nothing unless I trust in God. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes it's very difficult. But when we trust in God, all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord. This is real. I'm not talking about Mickey Mouse. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the very Word made flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven, born in Bethlehem, preached in the Galilee region, died on the outside the walls of Jerusalem, rose from the dead, sent the Holy Spirit of promise. This Lord Jesus Christ has plans for you. You just have to trust Him. You just have to trust Him. And if you can't trust Him today, tell Him, I need the gift to trust you. I cannot do it on my own. I need the gift to trust you. I cannot do it on my own. Things work out when we trust the Lord. Things begin to happen when we trust the Lord. Things begin to happen as we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget to pray in the Spirit, to pray in tongues, for likewise the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. You receive the gift of tongues, many of you. You're not losing it. You're not losing it. It's a gift to fight off darkness. It's a gift to fight off the devil. It's a gift to bring health to mind, body, and today the Lord's telling me, and bones. I'd never thought about bones, but the Lord's telling me not only mind, body, and spirit, but bones too. Your bones were drawn into the precious heart of Jesus on the cross. Bones in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we hear in Ezekiel 37 about dry bones coming to life. Oh, yes, those bones came to life. We need to come to life. We need to come to life. God has plans for you. Take up your cross today. God has plans for you. Take up your cross today. Get it out. Tell Him how desperate you are for Him. Tell Him how desperate you are for Him. He is worthy of your trust. He is worthy of your prayer. He is worthy of your confidence, because he bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. He bore my wounds and carried my infirmities. Don't rely on your feelings. It's not about feeling. It's about faith. I don't care what you're feeling. God is still on the throne and hears and answers prayer. You need just to be like the disciple Apostle John, who leaned on the heart of Jesus on the night before he died. Lean on the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, that heart that drew all men, women, and children into himself at Calvary. Oh, the sacred heart of Jesus, how we need to proclaim the heart of Jesus. And they pierced him with a lance, and out come blood and water. Oh, blood and water wash over your people. Oh, blood and water from the heart of Jesus watch over your people. Oh, blood and water from the heart of Jesus bring healing to your people. Oh, wash them from guilt. Blood and water that flowed from the heart of Jesus as the spear was plunged into his heart. For you, stay under the cross today. Oh, I remember once I was at Holy Cross Cemetery, and there was a wonderful, wonderful picture, not picture, but statue of the crucified Jesus. It was life size. And I went under the cross and I said, Jesus, I just want to be under the cross today. I want you to draw into yourself all that's in me, especially my darkness, especially my fear, especially my sin. You said when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto yourself. That is wonderful. That is real. That is God's word. He drew you into his sacred heart on Good Friday when he died for you and for me. O blood and water that issues forth from the heart of Jesus, wash away our fear. Wash away our fear. Wash away our fear. O blood and water that issued forth from the broken heart of Jesus, heal our bodies. Heal our bodies in the name of Jesus. O blood and water which issued forth from the heart of Jesus, bring salvation to people today. For as there is no other name under heaven by which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus. I told you there's no other name. No other name but the name of Jesus. Salvation comes from Jesus, not from me, but from the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, stand under the cross. For when you stand under the cross, you will understand what he did for you. Not only take your sins. Oh, yes, he took your sins, but he took your sicknesses. He took your fear, especially today. Fear was drawn into the heart of Jesus. Have you read that book, Hinds Feet on High Places? Hinds Feet on High Places. It was about a child called Much Afraid. I tell you, Much Afraid learned how to trust in the Lord, and she wasn't much afraid any longer. Get that book out, Hinds Feet on High Places. You might be much afraid today, but I tell you, God is still on his throne, that he hears and answers prayer, and everything in you, in me, in us is going to come out all right. He bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. How wonderful. how wonderful that he gives me the honor to proclaim that over the airwaves so that you would know that the heart of Jesus drew you into that sacred heart on Good Friday. And not only did he draw you into his sacred heart, he has plans for your life. It might not seem that way, but he has plans for your life. I declare it in the name of Jesus. I proclaim it in the name of Jesus. I know it because Jesus said it. He said it. I believe it. That's enough for me. Give yourself to him. How do I do it? Here I am, Lord. I surrender. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I surrender. I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord. I surrender. I come to do your will. Your will is my life. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.